Svarupa Bakre.
So you're going to tell me about AgLogic. First of all, what is AgLogic?
AgLogic is our application for our solution, actually, for our custom applicators to manage their work orders, schedulers, scheduling, fleets, devices, assets.
Okay, so exactly how does it work? What are we looking for here?
So I'm going to talk about the recent launch that we did with AgLogic on our tablet. That works for our Samsung tablets. Right now it's limited to Android platform for Samsung tablets, 10-inch tablets. And that really helps you to take AgLogic to the next level because now you're mobile. Initially, it was only on a website. Now you have it on mobile devices. And you can manage your work orders. You can look at your jobs. You can send driving directions to your jobs, to your fields. You can send data from a mobile device to your machine. You can send prescription files to your machine. Just helps to remotely monitor what's happening in your Spring application on an ongoing basis in near real time. Helps you to even review your work orders online on the go, submit the job that you've done on the go. Just gives you more flexibility and ease of use.
Well, it is so important, especially when it comes time for application, to be able to get that just right. So tell me a little bit about, the work orders, everything. Now, I know you mentioned it's limited right now in its capability. Are we hoping to open that up over time?
We sure hope so. We always have requests that why not iOS? But the Android was much more easier to build with, and mainly for prescription file transfers. Android was the most logical format option for us right now, so that's why we went with Android. But I'm sure we have things in the works for other users as well.
And we're talking logic, so we want to make sure that AgLogic makes logical sense. So anyway, you can take the information from your tablet and send it to your machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Very, very much so. And that just provides them with the flexibility of, sending prescription files on the go, making changes to the prescription file, especially when you're a custom applicator. You have so many jobs that you're running that it just gives you that extra leverage that you can extend that time that's so limited and work with that.
Well, and timing is always such a huge factor. Rain can wreak a lot of havoc, especially this time of year. So folks are, how are they reacting to the new information that you just launched?
Oh, they love it. They are, we have had a good success. Unfortunately, I don't have the numbers exactly how many are using the tablet right now, but what I've heard from the field and from our product managers is that it's a huge success, and they are loving that we have it on the tablet now.
Well, I can only imagine being able to send that information. Now, I know that the tablet part's new. If folks don't have the tablet yet, mm-hmm. they can still have access to some of the information.
Yes, so we still have our, the hardware. CN70 is our legacy hardware for AgLogic. That is still available, which goes in the machine. The tablet goes in the machine as a replacement of that. But, they can still use that. They can still use our AgLogic website to have that information. The mobile just provides them with that added benefit of updating and sending information on the go.
And so being on the go, though, like you said, is so important to everybody. AgLogic, how did it really come about? I mean, what's the concept behind AgLogic? And, of course, I've asked the question that she doesn't want to answer. But it's so important to have it. So tell me how the users actually use it. Let's go there. That'll make it easier.
Sure. So the tablet is, inside the in the cab of the sprayers. So they can go onto the AgLogic website. AgLogic application on the tablet, and they can look at all the jobs that they have here. They can look at the job status if they want. They can look at all the fields that the jobs are at. Look at all the files that they have, either transferred or have come to them. Once they are ready to do the job, they can just click on start the job icon on the tablet. And then it just starts with the idle because that's what it knows. But once they start applying, they can click on the apply button. Then it starts the counter for apply button. If there's a machine failure, we also have a machine failure timer. So that helps when they have their job completed. It tells exactly the summary of their job, and it's all captured, so there's no human error associated with it. And when they're done with the job, they can just hit the complete button, and it just creates a summary of their job. They can just sign it right there on the tablet and hit submit, and it'll create a summary page, and it'll just come under as a completed job on the tablet itself.
And so folks can really go back and have everything stored in one place. So next year, mm-hmm. they can come back and check it out again.
Absolutely. And they can also send this file back to the office and, you know, have it printed out or submitted electronically.
Thank you very much. And I'm Leah Guffey reporting.